Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Camporee's use of recreation center, all you need to know. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. As the International Pathfinder Camporee draws near, there has been considerable discussion about how the event will affect the use of the recreation center. To address all questions regarding the schedule, areas in use, and availability for the public, the Rec Center has compiled the necessary details. According to their Facebook page, the Camporee will be utilizing the Recreation Center for 4 days with specific hours as follows. August 6th from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. and August 7th through 9th from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Pathfinders will be occupying certain areas of the Recreation Center, including the field house, the gym, two racquetball courts, the climbing wall, and the pool, as well as the team locker rooms. Out of the 67 hours that the Rec Center will be open to the public over these 4 days, the Camporee will only be using the facility for a total of 26 hours. That leaves 41 hours during which the public can still access the following areas: the upstairs portion of the facility, free weight areas, fitness rooms, and two racquetball courts. The facility is being rented by the Camporee for a fee of $10,000. This amount covers the rental fees as well as staffing for the pool and climbing wall during the event. For any additional information or specific questions, you can contact the staff at the Rec Center at 682-8527. They want to share their appreciation for the community's understanding and cooperation as we host the International Pathfinders Camporee. Campbell County Library to maintain regular hours during Pathfinder Camporee. The Campbell County Public Library will maintain its regular hours during the International Pathfinder Camporee after a tied vote by the Library Board failed to approve a proposed reduction in hours. According to the Gillette News Record, Library Director John Jackson had suggested closing 3 hours early on August 6th through 9th due to staffing shortages, but the board was divided. Board member Sage Bear was on the fence, but once Jackson showed the library's visitation numbers for June, she thought it would be better to reduce the hours. For all of June, between 6 and 9 p.m., the library saw 936 people, which is between 10 and 15 people per hour. On the flip side, more than two-thirds of the library's traffic is before noon. Other members argued for maintaining regular services. The proposal was rejected due to the tie, meaning the library will remain open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. as usual during the Camporee. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.